What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegal? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past eight in thick,
yo,
and I
yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest F. Thank God.
All the stars. All the hits.
Yeah, I love you.
This is Majima's Radio.
Welcome back, it is that time again. You're listening to The Weekday Shake here on Madiba's Radio Podcast. Once again, it's another Monday, another time to be alive. Of course, to introduce myself, my name is why am I messing up my name today? But you know what, actually, let me give it over to my co-host.
Hello, what's good? Just to put a name to the voice, it's your girl Z, it's your breakfast queen. Finally back behind the mic.
It feels good. It's a celebration.
It feels good, but then it's like the VAE podcast era. I feel like I've jumped from Stone Age to medieval to now 21st century.
Like it's a whole different game.
It's a whole different ball game.
But it's fun though. I will say it's very fun. It's a different challenge, but it's a nice challenge.
Speaking of challenges, I've been chokehold.
What's going on? It's that academic season.
Have had me in a chokehold, so hence why gay breakfast queen Yako has been a night owl. I've been a night owl for the past I don't know how long, but I'm back. It's good to be back. Just using the vocal cords for something other than screaming at myself in the mirror, because a lot's been happening.
It's been going down the academic front, and it is that season. You know, May. One thing about May.
Hey, you know, it's the assessments, it's the tests, it's just a rush to get everything done.
True. And like one thing I've also noticed, even on the more like social life, I don't know, drama just happens.
Child,
drama just happens. Like all of a sudden people are beefing.
Let me tell you something. The funniest thing, just the other week, so I'm a law student.
Yeah.
So what's happening now is that we have problems, right? As every other faculty does have, we have problems. So, but now, so our faculty rep sends Gengogo in the, we have a faculty group chat.
Yeah.
Right? So our faculty rep sends in the group chat, oh guys, send me your complaints,
yeah, cool beans, you know?
Cool beans, et cetera, that's fine. Hey, it responses. Boom, boom, boom. Shots fired.
How?
Shots fired. Because you are texting in the morning. Must call it up. 80% of us are either waking up to cram for 6 o'clock or like basically go to bed.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a 50-50. Yeah. 50% of us are actually waking up to go cram. 50% is actually going to bed.
Bed.
Right?
So
you're asking us about our problems. So then, you know that feeling you have when you're on TikTok?
Yeah.
And you see a TikTok and you're like, oh, I already know my people in the comments.
Hey.
We know our South Africans. Because when you get to those comments, you already see what you were thinking.
True.
I'm telling you the responses. I'm like to my faculty rep, oh, Standard Sam, you chose test week.
To decide to drop the bomb.
To ask these people about their problems. Yeah, they came for him. Him or her, they came for them.
I'm pretty sure after that they were traumatized.
Traums.
Because paragraphs on paragraphs.
Traums. It's like asking someone, it's like a home affairs rep asking someone in a long line, a home affairs, what complaints do you have?
It's like, come on now.
Come on. So it's been that.
And one thing I've noticed about the law faculty is that like, one thing about the lawyers is that it looks stressed over there. It goes down.
Cause
it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, in the one end, things are chilled. And then all of a sudden, five tests in a week. Huh?
Five tests in a week.
And you're just like, why?
Five tests, each being five chapters.
Yeah.
That terms of your paper and bamboo are three questions. 10 marks each.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean? But we're thugging it out. I see, even last week, your guys' topic, you guys briefly touched on deadlines.
Yes, because hey, it's that deadline season. There's been so... We've seen a lot of stories actually about like how people have counted different deadlines, how they deal with it, how they basically like... Because hey, it gets tough.
It gets so tough because... It's so hard even after that deadline, you know, submitting it or finally coming out of that test paper or, you know, getting everything done, submissions and all of that. And then coming down from that stress, that alone is something that takes a nap and a day.
Literally.
Because I will leave my paper, a stressful paper or like something I've been cramming for, and I'll leave my paper in the evening in that Uber home and food no bas ngoko lizindoze Uber. I don't even want to interact with my Uber driver.
Because that's how like deep it gets. So
that's how deep it gets. And they'll be asking, hey, where are you coming from? I'm like, I'm coming from a paper. They go deeper. Oh, really? How was it?
That question alone, like, why are you asking that question?
Really?
Like, come on now.
I'm in my recovery phase and I'm pretty sure you can see it on my face. This one time, one had the audacity to say, because you know by the feeling when you leave the test, so I'm like, hey, my guy.
Like,
really?
You're coming for the neck now.
You're coming for the neck.
And I feel like that's why I hate it when it's like tests and assignments are like back to back. Because I feel like you need space to recover, to really like just breathe.
Exactly. Mm. And as much as they say, you should have been studying, you should have been cramming, da, 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 I attend lectures.
How?
On a day to day, back to back. Yes, I do my notes and everything. Mm. But when it comes to studying and the mind, I've been studying, but I've been going to it in terms of like trying to understand.
Exactly.
So this whole time during lecture period, I'm trying to gain an understanding of the content rather than studying.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So now I think that's where lecturers miss it with us, that when I study, I don't study to understand anymore. I'm studying because I need to be able to write this in not so many words exactly the same when I get to that paper. You know, because when I write my understanding, clearly...
It's not the same.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hectic. Test week is hectic. I don't know. When I come down for it, when it comes to recovering from it, this is what I like to say, that I take a nap.
Yeah.
I get home, I eat, I stuff my face, and I just get into bed.
I feel like that's the perfect way to
I don't even go onto socials. I don't even, after my paper, I don't even interact to hear what you wrote on your paper and your question and I once did that.
Really?
I used to do that all the time. And every time I'd come home and I'd cry to my mom, I'm like, girl, I failed.
Because
I done failed because these girls were talking about this and this and this and this, and I wrote none of that on my paper.
It's a whole different thing.
Test period is so crazy for me to the point where I get superstitious.
Really?
If I'm sitting at my desk, I'm ready, I have my pens out or whatever, whatever, don't touch my pens. Don't touch me, don't bump into me, don't shout at me, don't look at me any wrong way. Just don't.
Okay, that's interesting because I've never seen like such before.
No, I'm very superstitious. My first paper, the one I cried about.
Yeah.
I was going in. I remember I was writing Succession. I go in. I'm ready. I've studied. Because it's like I've come back from COVID. So this is like my first paper.
And it's
like I'm in a lecture room. Yeah. I'm writing my first paper. So I'm ready and everything. So I sit in the wrong place. You know that thing, keep a seat between you two. So she's like moving me. So she comes directly to me. She walks past two rows. The invigilator. That are sitting next to each other. And she sees me. Me, that is sitting all the way in the back. And she's like, you're sitting in the wrong place. I had my pens out there for me.
Yeah, you're ready to.
And then she started touching my pens. And she's like, is this what you're going to do? Like, in order to be a lawyer, you need to be able to listen. Da, 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 da. She started touching my pens.
Why is she doing
that? And I grabbed them out of her hand. I just grabbed my pens out of her hand, pick up my paper, and I walked to the front.
Why is she touching your stuff? Like...
let me tell you, I was so upset with that paper, I could hardly concentrate. So after the test, I leave, I go to my place, and I'm like, oh, bye girl, you know? I call my mom. I'm like, she touched my pings. That's the only thing that could come out of my mouth. And for me, is like, I believe diabetes in some instances. Mm. I don't like people, like, when I'm in my superstitious state, I very much lean towards it. I lean on it. Because it's an energy thing for me more than a spiritual thing.
It's like it's the energy you create
around me. And like the outcome you create that comes from my energy, right?
Mm.
So the only thing that could come from me is like, she touched my pens.
Like, not even about the paper.
And not even about the paper. She just, I'm like to my mom, I'm bawling my eyes out.
Mm.
At that point, my sister was still doing her first degree. So she's also on the phone. I make it a 3-way call. I'm like, she touched my pants. She touched my pants. I didn't like it. She just touched my pants. And my mom's like, you know, my mom gigging like in whisperation, holy, holy. Hey, she's coming in on some. Oh, then I'm utandaze. That's the evil spirit. Because after that, I really prayed.
I prayed about it.
I passed the test, but it's again, even with my exam, the same person for my exam, but I'm writing at a different venue. Weirdly enough, I'm sitting at the bottom of the stairs. You know when everybody, Kalok is mixed most in the exam season, so everybody's waiting outside the lecture venue. Mm. She comes down the stairs. I don't remember what she says, but she said something, but she looked at me. So I'm like, what is happening?
Is there beef? Like,
is there beef?
Because
you keep looking for me, right?
It's sounding personal
now. And it
was
a certain lecture at this point. So I'm like, no, man. No.
There's something here.
There's something here. So again, I prayed. I prayed as I got my paper during that exam venue. I prayed about it. I think it's not so much about the recovery and the energy that you need to be looking for or garnering for, or that calm state that you need to be working towards after a paper. I think it's more so how you go into the paper. I feel like regardless of whether you're stressed, a prayer, I always pray now when I get to my paper, I say, God, as I receive this paper, let it be you that's giving me this paper. Let your hands be the hands that touch it before I get mine.
Hallelujah. Even with my,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if someone were to bump into me and you feel some pepping, like even while I'm praying, sometimes people bump into you like innocently so. Pray about it. You're like, I don't know what energy this person was carrying around them. But I don't know what methods. I don't know what. But clear my mind. Let your hands be the first to receive this paper as I receive it.
Oof, that's a powerful prayer. And it's just,
it's about creating peace. It's about creating peace. And even as you hand it in, you say, as I hand it in, let it be your hands that receive the paper.
Period. Like, I love that, actually.
That's how I recover.
Because I feel like sometimes it's so easy to get within the chaos, especially like exam season. Sports center is scary.
It's scary.
And you just see so many, you know, one person, not one person, but the type of person I hate usually around like exam season and test season is that person like before the test, they're just going around like, guys, we're going to fail.
Yes. Like, I absolutely dislike, I hate them.
Like,
that's why Gandhi put my paper in, I walk away fast and I get into my Uber. When I arrive at a paper, I arrive maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes before seating time, and I get there. I have my headphones in, I don't talk to anyone. I greet, sure, I'll chill with you guys. But if you start talking about, oh, guys, I didn't do chapter what, oh, remember what she said in the lecture? She said, hey, must focus on. No.
Because
that's when you lose your focus.
True. All of a sudden, now you're not sure of yourself. Because sometimes you're like, you know what? I got this. And then somebody throws you off, and then now you find yourself slipping. You're like,
exactly.
How is this? So I do get it. It's a spiritual thing.
It is. It's very much a spiritual and an energy thing. So when recovering from coming down from deadlines or a test or whatever, I very much tell people, listen, you do your all in that paper. As you hand it in, you say, listen, over to you, my guy.
Literally.
Over to you.
And sometimes you're shocked. Like, has there ever been a paper for you where, like, let's say after the paper, you're like, hey, I don't know what went down there. And then shockingly, the mark is like, it's amazing. All of a sudden.
Exactly. I'm not the type, you know when people are like, oh, I care about that leaving, after 30 minutes you can leave the paper.
Yeah.
But my chat is, I've written everything I know.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm my mom's a teacher, so one thing I keep in mind is that I never leave a question open.
Yeah, you have everything.
Everything I need to respond to, everything. Nobody pendule, check and chill, as long as
I've responded there.
Into that space, right? So for me, I respond, like I read a question, I use my reading time. Utilize your reading time. Very important.
Definitely.
Very important. Even if the test paper doesn't supply reading time, I section out 10 minutes or 5 minutes just to read through my paper. Write down what you know, right?
Even have a pencil.
Write down A, you see A, S versus V. If that's what you remember, I remember Volkswagen, write that down. Do you understand? But then, as you answer your question, I answer everything that I know in response to that question. And I continue with my paper. I read over it a couple of times when I'm done. When I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because the thing of reading it over and over and staying there until full time, I'm scratching out answers now.
True.
And I used to do that so much. I'm scratching out. I'm like, do you know what I mean? So that's when, at that point, you leave a paper and you're like, I don't know what I just did in that paper.
Definitely. Because I feel like you just need to be sure of yourself.
Yes.
Because if you're not sure of yourself, even... I know a lot of... I remember a philosophy lecture of mine in second year. He was like, based on your handwriting, you can definitely tell when you know what you're talking about and when you don't. Because a lot of time when the handwriting is looking skew and there's a lot of like scratches, then you know that this person is nervous. There's no understanding
whatsoever.
But once the handwriting is looking proper, it's clean, it's just like they answer the question, done. That's when you know that. Even if you don't know, maybe you're making stuff up.
Yeah.
If the handwriting is looking proper, even though there's some people who don't have the best handwriting, but as long as it's like legible and it's like,
they know what they were talking about. Exactly. So I feel like we all have multiple of those tests where you're like, So after those type of papers, I'm like, you know what, Z, that's on you. I tell myself, I'm like, that's on you. You didn't give yourself enough time, or you didn't focus enough, you didn't attend that lecture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tell myself, that's on me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I might have, I'm not the type of person to say, oh no, the lecture didn't cover that work, or what.
Or it's like,
do you know what I mean? So I tell myself, girl, that's on you. Next one up, do better.
I guess it's a fair thing to say.
Because dawdling in it is color.
True.
You gotta keep it pushing. You need to, the next time you study, you need to work towards not being able to feel that way again. Because it's the worst feeling. Leaving a test so unsure
of what's gonna go down.
No.
And a lot of people have this idea that, oh no, the lecture has a dilemma or some type of beef against you. Sometimes if you're unprepared, that's you.
You're unprepared, and we have this thing stapled into our minds from high school. And I don't know if your high school teachers told you this senior year, when they say, listen, in university you're nothing but a number.
Yes, they used to ask all the time.
You're nothing but a number. And when you don't realize it until, for real.
You're just, there's no favoritism. There's
nothing. You're just your student number.
Done.
You're nothing but a number, literally.
So
they recognize you by your student number, not your surname, not your name, but what extracurricular activities you're doing. No. Student number.
And even when it comes to marking, that's how it be.
That's how it be.
There's no like, ish, but I know Bob is a good person in class. Nah.
Student number. So it's stapled in hard. So in terms of recovery, I say reflect, but don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
So yeah. But of course, we have our second topic. What's up with that?
Now, of course, our second topic, since we're still speaking about, let me tell you, assignments, tests, and just recovering from deadlines. The topic for today that we want to discuss is all-nighters. Listen. All-nighters is something many students go through. It's even crazy to a point where I've seen so many like events where it's like different faculties are coming together and going to like a lecture hall and cross-nighting. It's crazy.
I love it. I love the camaraderie behind that. Because me doing an all-nighter in my room, in my living room, at res, alone, as compared to in a lecture room with other people at the library where other people are pushing as well.
Yeah.
Best believe I'm covering more work surrounded by other people, because every time you look up, you're going to be like, see where you're going.
True, other people are locked in. Get your head in the game. Yeah.
I look up while I'm alone in my room. I look up and I'm like, okay, I have my phone to fiddle on. Oh, that my pillows aren't sitting straight. Let me go fix my pillows.
And then next thing.
Oh, my room, it looks a little dirty. Let me like just sleep quickly. Those things, right?
Yeah.
As compared to in a cubicle in a library, every time you look up, that is looking down.
Hey.
Encwadini.
And they're not going nowhere.
They're not going nowhere. You don't want to be the first one to believe.
Because then, although they're not even going to, they mind their own business, you don't want them to be like, hey, this one is not serious. And this one
is not serious about life.
Like, they just sat here for like 2 hours. Like, come on now.
Come on now.
And it's like,
so I enjoy the camaraderie and the spirit that's in that. I feel like I've been enjoying Iman Kuteka's, like, if she showed her content on WhatsApp, I see, like, literally she comes together with other people and they be studying and all of that. And I love that.
True. I love that.
It helps. Even, like, sure, you'll be joking, breaking up to joke. But after that, like, after your short break, stretching your legs, you're back at it.
And there's no playing around that. But there's are you a cross-nighter or it's not something you would do? Because I know some people aren't, some people are not.
I am a cross-nighter.
Okay.
But selectively so. I'm a cross-nighter in the sense that if I know this is a module that I need to cross-night over to the point where they are cooler. Yes.
Okay.
I will cross-night. I'm more of a memorizer, not a studier.
Okay.
I memorize.
Right.
I remember in matric.
Say matric.
Business studies.
Oof.
So if the matriculants out there don't know the hack already, let me tell you the hack. You're in your matric final, right? Or even during the assessment phases and stuff like that. Past papers. Memos?
Yes.
That's your study material.
Like, don't even go to the textbook.
Don't textbook for what? Right. I never use the textbook for business studies.
Yeah.
I'd use memos. So even to the point where in matric here, our business studies teacher, Miss Attridge, love her soul, she gave us memos. So our notes would be memos. Right? So the topic would be what is this private sector or whatever. It would be memo notes, the purpose of the private sector, the possible answers for that.
Okay.
So now what I do, it sounds OCD, so it would be promote, because they promote inclusivity, the private sector data. So if the word started with PEP, so it would be like the purpose of the private sector is to da da da. Everybody's included, and the private sector what. So for me, PEP.
PEP, and like as like an acronym basically.
Acronym.
Okay.
So it would be PEP. I'd even have long words like PEPA. So and it could go up to 10 words. Acronyms with 10 letters in it, but at the end of the day, because I keep memorizing this PEP, they promote inclusivity, they eradicate what. The purpose is na. I got a distinction.
Period.
So
it helps.
Because what's important is knowing how your mind absorbs the material.
True.
That's the important part. I remember for my criminal law. That module.
It went down.
For some content, you can't do the acronym-based situation. So for some, you need spiderwebs. And I was never the spiderwebs person. You mind diagrams.
And the drawings are not.
Because for me, it just felt like it had too little content to it.
Yeah.
Right? But for this module, I was like, listen, in the first paper, it didn't work for you with the acronyms, the whole memorizing didn't work. So I made a spider diagram, And for a case, let's say it would be S versus V, I'd be like, oh, okay, V, what comes to mind when I think of V, Valencia. That's someone I knew in high school.
Yeah.
Or I'd write Volkswagen.
Okay, so like those connections.
Those connections.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, grievous harm to people, nan, S versus V, Volkswagen, they were fighting in a car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so that's how I memorized it. Even with one of them, it had Lou, I don't know, something, Lucia, what as case law, something yeah. like Lou, your MF date in high school, whatever that will remind me about that. I passed.
How? And it sounds like it works, especially making the multiple connections and even making a whole drama story about it.
So you think to yourself, I memorize. So I think to myself, I'm like, okay, so grievous harm. See, what do you know about grievous harm? Grievous harm is da-da-da-da-da. The case law, S versus V, the Volkswagen. Oh, yeah, they fought in the car. And then we go to Lucia, what? Lou, oh, yeah, your MF date. Because remember when Lou... I think to myself.
Yeah.
I think to myself the whole time in that paper. It won't even be a situation where I'm singing back to myself. It will just come to me.
It will just flow. The pen will just be like working its magic and it's like...
this is mine.
Literally.
I made that paper my lover.
No questions literally. Asked. No, literally. Nothing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with... And that's one thing in varsity that you need to actually figure out about yourself. How to properly study. What works for you, what doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... For a lot of people during high school, like, yeah, they had their study methods, but I know for a lot of people, it was kind of a thing of, like, ain't nobody about to study, you know?
Yes.
And I was also low-key on that wave.
When people tell me, I never studied for my English paper.
Same.
I didn't study for my Afrikaans paper.
Same.
I didn't study for my maths literacy paper. I studied for GIA as well. I think I just read through the content before my exam.
And then,
if my mom's listening, I'm not doing that in varsity.
And you can't do that in varsity.
I can't. So, okay, these seven subjects, I'll almost you write during the year. So that's taken care of. And then I had my bio. I only studied for my bio and my business paper.
Besides that, everything else?
No. No.
But in varsity, you can't do that.
You can't do that. I feel like it's... But I feel like you do it in... a certain way. For instance, there are some modules where I'd find reading through it and then memorizing it. So for instance, my GU, I'd just read through it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Practical stuff. It works for me. But for some, you need to cram and understand and study and memorize and all of that and spider diagram and do all of that all together.
It's like that's the only way to go about it.
That's the only way to go about it.
And I feel like I think that's the thing I kind of struggle with now, in a sense that, like, in high school was kind of like a thing of a lot of the subjects were like cram, memorize, done. But now, especially like in my course, like one thing I've noticed about media studies, you can cram the information, but a lot of the times with essays and the exam, they want to know, yeah, you know the information, but what do you think about it?
Yes.
You have to form your own opinion. You have to be able to kind of personalize it in a way. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you know, capitalism is fun, but like, how can you apply it to... how can you apply it to real life? How can you...
Oh, how I wish I could do that in my faculty.
Really? So it has to be like the information stats done.
It has to. You take it from... And I love that we are both... different faculties that are worlds apart, so we can basically jump off each other. Literally in law, just like our legal sector in South Africa is supposed to be black and white, right? But when it comes to the paper, they want it as this case started here, was appealed here, overturned here, thus this person is guilty.
How?
So they give you a scenario, basically, and they'll ask you, okay, so what's the issue they in? You tell us about the issues, give us the case law, the cases, you give us the laws as well, and you say, okay, because Lucy stole from John, but John said Lucy could have it, right? So you'll give them a case, V versus whoever, and say, no, because in this case, V lost, John lost.
So there's not even a space to be like, so what do you think?
No, but I think Lucy shouldn't have done that. No.
Ah,
I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't. Unless, of course, you now are asked, okay, yeah, in your opinion.
Mm.
But even so, in your opinion, you will say, I believe the case of da 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 da.
Yeah.
Black and white.
There's no gray area. No.
Damn. Black and white. So that's how it is with us. But I remember, just to go back to, I'm a book full of stories, and all-nighters. Child. All-nighters is just one. It's just one page. I remember last year. Iman used to live in the room right across from mine in the hallway.
Yeah.
At our res. So how we cross nights is, at one point she moved the table into my room.
Okay.
So she'd face one wall, I'd face one wall. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the presence is still there. Yeah.
So it's so funny when I think back to it. She'd sometimes get up and when she's done writing notes on a chapter or whatever, and she'd walk up and down.
She'd walk up and down.
She sits down. Mm. When I see she sat down and has her headphones in again, I get up
and
I walk up and down the room. When we get to around about 4 a.m. She goes to her room and she's like, okay, Z, I think I need to like sing this thing to myself. And I'll be like, girl, I'm on the same page.
Mm.
I will have headphones playing gom in my ear. Just to keep me awake.
Wait, cause you need
and
that.
People don't understand. They're like, how do you study to that? I'm like, it keeps me pumped. Me personally, it keeps me pumped and awake and going and going and going. Yes, I swap between that and gospel music, you know. Yeah. Just praying to the Lord, child.
You know, get that faith.
You know? But I'd literally be listening to Gorm and I'll be memorizing, walking up and down my room, walking up and down my room. I'll knock and Iman will come to me and she's like, okay, I'm taking a 1 hour nap.
Mm.
Wake me up in an hour.
Okay.
Sharp. Set. I'll be watching the timer. When 1 hour is, I'll go knock on the door and be like, girl, you wake up.
Like, there's no time to play.
I'm going to wake up in 2 hours. You're going to need to wake me up in 2 hours. I'll take a nap. She'll wake me up in 2 hours and be like, see, let's go at it again.
Yo. So I guess it helps. Like, I see that method helping. And also, I know a lot of people, as you said, that they can't start to gorm and, like, upbeat music. Mm. I mean, also, with me, I can start with upbeat music, but it's like, whilst I'm working, I'm just like, yay, yay. I'm dancing as well. Yes, so it becomes fun.
It becomes fun. Mm. And at the same time, you're absorbing. Mm. You're absorbing. And because gorm for me is like, you're not, there's no lyrics most of the time. So it's just the beat that's keeping you up. So you, do you know what I mean? As compared to now, Beyonce, Flawless. And then you'll be, I'll memorize the case. Flawless. You forgot what you were memorizing in your head because you're singing Flawless by Beyonce.
Now you're going to write Beyonce in the paper.
Your buddy Beyonce now. Where is Beyonce in the paper? So that's what I'm saying, that for me, it's gone. Just like how other people listen to classic music or like rock music or whatever, or gospel or whatever, whatever. For me, it's what works. So that's the craziest of times. And I remember for a constitutional law exam paper, we didn't sleep.
Like at all?
We didn't sleep at all. And this example I gave to you actually was when we were going to write constitutional law, she literally wouldn't. She knocked on my door. She's like, okay, let's go shower. We'd go shower at the same time. Mm. We'd get dressed. We'd have breakfast. We wouldn't talk.
Like,
I feel like it was an unspoken thing where we wouldn't talk. We'd just go at it. When our Uber's here, she's like, see, our Uber's here, we'd go.
And like silence the whole morning, basically.
Silent. And it was funny. Every time when we get to the venue, we swap our notes. She'd be like, okay, give me your notes. Maybe I missed something. I'm going to take your notes. I'd go through her notes. She'd go through my notes.
And then you become prepared.
We prepared. So that's the craziest. And it would get so crazy with cross-nighting that I'd be telling you, oh, Mimi, you look so tired. Mm. Oh, my gosh, you know, whatever. One morning, I woke up and my face was bloated. Like, my eyes were heavy.
It was a lot.
They were half shut. Like, it's stress.
Yeah.
My face was, like, double the size it is now.
Mm.
It was hectic.
So
it was hectic.
And the body does that sometimes. When you're stressed, it shows.
It shuts down.
Yeah.
It shuts down. It shuts down. She opened my door that morning. Because we had this thing where everyone would just walk into it and be like, girl, let's go at it again.
Mm.
She opened my door that morning. She's like, girl?
What's going on?
Did you see your face? I'm like, girl, I just woke up. What do you mean? So I think in my head, I'm like, it's just the puffiness from the morning.
Yeah.
When I looked myself in the mirror, I was like, dang it.
It's going down.
It's going down. It's going down. So that's the craziest. I think there are a couple of times when I've done multiple all-nighters with Iman. Even here at the station.
You guys...
Management doesn't know.
I mean,
but we'd even come to the station. We'd cross night with Uliko and our programming manager.
Yeah.
Because I think at the time he was doing his honors and stuff. So he'd come to do work and stuff like that. We'd cross nights.
And just like everybody together just...
You know, if I needed to memorize, I'd go into the newsroom or like the reception area. And then Iman would come here to the studio space.
And yeah. Just cross night.
We just cross nights until the sun comes up. The walk home?
Is it a good walk? Is it a bad walk?
It is a very... I think the first time I did it, because she'd done it a couple of times without me. The first time I joined her in Likona, the walk home was dreadful.
Because
you drained. It's like coming... I don't know. You know when you've done your 100-meter sprint and you're trying to catch your breath? That's how it felt.
Yo! No, but the things you have to do for academics sometimes, it's not... Or maybe... I'm finding all of this crazy because I'm actually not even an all-nighter. I struggle. Like, for me, my deadline is midnight. And maybe this might sound a bit controversial, but, like, I'm such a day studier. So I'll make sure the day before I'm not doing anything. And if I have plans during the day, I will, like, okay, if I have, like, 2 hours in this day, I'm going to squish everything. And then once it gets to midnight or if it's really that desperate, one or two... This may sound a bit controversial, but I have a thing where it's like, after this time, what I know, I know. What I don't know, I'll see there.
Oh.
I'll figure it out in the paper.
Hectic.
Because I feel like me writing exams or like a test or something tired, it's, for me personally, it's going to be more of a disaster. Because one thing when I'm tired,
concentration isn't there.
It's out. But I do remember back in second year, I had a friend, she did like masters in architecture. And she had like this final project where they had like, basically they had to build this model of like this building, and she kind of asked me to help her to, you know, like build the model and cross-night with her in the Department of Architecture. Those 2 days were crazy. Like, I think that was the only time in my life that I didn't sleep at all. And when I went there, it was so like insane because firstly, people are sleeping on the floor, taking naps, and then it's like, people don't even know what the time is because it's like there's no time. It's like the deadline is like this morning, but you still have to be on and on and on. And it was crazy. Like, it was insane.
The things we do for academics, hey, the things we do for our careers, it's mad.
It's
mad. But it's a lot because I remember you even... It's not even a case of you get home from school and you nap and you're like, okay, it's 6 o'clock, I'm going to start my own. No, you go right into it. I know I was drinking Red Bull. I'd have sweet things like lollipops. I'd have biscuits just for the sugar adrenaline. And then I'd have Vitagy? Something like that. Those stingy statches that you... Or Bioplus.
Yeah, oh yes.
Or Bioplus. I'd literally be shaking. Or I'd even go get up and make coffee. I'd have my Red Bull sitting there halfway and I'd be like, I need coffee.
Oof.
You get dehydrated so much. You know when you're studying, you drink coffee and you get so dehydrated. Yeah. I don't get it. And I'd eat all these sugary things because I'm starting to stay awake.
Because there's no time.
And for the energy, right? And just to keep my blood flowing still. Yes, it's sugar is short-lived energy, but
it helps.
I need it right now, right? So those Vita what's and the Bioplastics and everything, that's me. By the time I come home and I take my nap, I feel like I sleep because maybe my paper will be at 9. When I'm home by 12 or like 1, I crash.
Like the crash just go.
I crash. I don't even be on my phone. I just text my mom to be like, hey, I'm back home.
And then
I'm out.
So during like the whole studying process and like the cross-nighting and stuff like that, how is your mood? Like, are you able to keep like a, do you feel like a shift in your mood?
I'm not for conversation.
Okay.
I think that's why for me, the library isn't conducive.
Mm.
In the sense that it's like, I want to be able to get up from the table and walk up and down. Yes, yeah. The library, there are people that do that. But I want to be able to say it out loud to myself.
Mm.
I want to be, I look, you know that thing where the teachers say, stand in your mirror and teach yourself.
Yes, yeah.
I want to be able to do that. I'll be like, Z, this is what you learned, this is what you don't know. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to, in the library, I can't munch on my biscuits and my nana. I want to be able to do that. I at the library and at these labs, as much as the rule, the silent rule is be silent, no. I can hear Coldplay, and that Tasman on the other end is listening to Beyonce.
So it's just like, it's not that quiet.
It's not, it's quiet, but it's not that quiet. And at this, at some point, people do come together to talk when they have their breaks and stuff like that. But for me, it's like, when I'm saying I'm going to push for 6 hours straight, the only break I'm taking is when I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Other than that, I look up, I'm like, okay, 5 minutes. I sit back in my chair and I'm like, okay, Susie, from these two chapters, what do you know?
And just like discuss it.
I discuss that to myself in the mirror, literally.
And I feel like also another thing with the library is that you can't really get up as well because, hey, there's so many stories about the library being dangerous these days.
Exactly.
Yay.
Exactly.
You come back, your laptop is gone, huh?
Gone. Gone. And I'm like, look, I can't.
Like,
I can't. At that point, I'll be like, okay, this is not for me. It's not for me.
Shut it down.
I'd like, shut it down. So for me, I'm not a talkative person. Like, I'm not a 2 hours, then take a break. Two hours, then take a break. If I'm going for 6 hours straight, I'm going for 6 hours straight. After that 6 hours, nakona, I'm pushing it to 8 if I need to.
Because like, just to make sure.
I'm just that in the zone. I'm just that in the zone. My sister even, She goes hardcore.
You like,
my sister is hardcore. I need to check on it. Have you eaten? Have you, you know? When she was studying in Nelspruit, even she even got hospitalized at one point because she's like, she pushes.
Like with
my sister restraint. Is an overachiever. Too much. So she pushes. She pushes to the point where after her matric exams even, multiple times, Anditi, you'd have your morning paper afterwards, you go home. So she's the only one at home. She'd lock herself up in the house. Ayolal. My mom or someone would come home for lunch maybe from work or like at the end of the day. They'd be knocking for hours. My sister will not be able to hear you because she's out.
Understandable. If you're pushing yourself that hard.
Because she's out. And for such a small body, I don't know where she gets the
gets that power to just push through
but
and go
she
on.
She does it. She can do it. She does it.
Yo. No, like, I'm still shocked. Like, she could push that hard. Like, she, not even with food. Like, no food,
she'll
no
forget.
Rest.
She'll forget. Like, yeah, she'll get up and like, if you don't say, oh, babsi na kukutya. Or like, oh, babsi ukile. Or whatever. She's in the zone.
Yeah.
Mm. So, it's hectic. I feel like we all have a crazy all-nighter story. Because I feel like everybody's all-nighter, whether it's your hand this time, right. When it's your first time, your last time, it's crazy.
There's
nothing normal about an all-nighter.
And so do you feel like all-nighters, like if there was a chance to not pull an all-nighter, let's say, how was that? Let's say, I was trying to think of a situation.
Like studying in time.
Yeah.
If we were given enough days prior to a paper. I think still people will be doing all-nighters. I think studying, for me, I can't do that. I'll study 3 days prior.
True.
No. I can't do that. I've tried it. Mm. It works for other people. It's not for me. I can do the 2 days or one day where it's like I have my... I do the study in time in terms of write my notes, yeah, my study notes. But within those 2 or 3 days, I cram.
It's there's no like the there's information no, is not yes, coming.
I'm cramming. Mm. I'm not studying. I'm cramming. Mm. And I think putting that all together, writing the notes and cramming for me, that's studying.
Mm.
I don't know what people mean when they say study. What are you studying? So how do you study? Because everybody asks that question, how do you study? For me, my studying starts when I write my notes. Because as I'm cramming, I remember, oh yeah, because when I was writing this down, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. As I'm writing, I'm already absorbing.
So it's like, now after that, you don't even have to go again and read it because you already know now.
I've absorbed as I'm writing, so now I'm cramming. So I think I'd still do the all-nighters. I don't know about you.
Mm.
How do you feel?
Personally, I'm so anti all nighter. I'm not that kind of worry. I'm sorry. Like, I can't. It's also because one thing about me, when I get tired, I get emotional.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start crying for stupid reasons. Yeah. You know, because if I'm not, for example, if there's something I don't understand, I'm gonna boil out in tears and be like, you know what? It's over.
Yeah, like
because
I know he's gonna ask this question. And I don't understand it.
And it's gonna be a whole situation. So for me personally, I really avoid all nighters.
Yeah,
and it's like hence why I'm like I'd much rather just take the risk and go figure it out in the exam rather than actually like putting myself and putting my body through the limits, because I know I only perform the best when I'm stable. You could say, like, at a stable point, not when you're not too tired or you're not too stressed.
Yeah.
If I'm going to the exam shaking, it's chai. I'm not gonna perform.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I totally get that. But I mean, different strokes for different folks.
True.
Right? But then as we wind down, so what's your go-to productivity hack to stay ahead? So, because you just asked now, how do you think I'd still be doing the all-nighter? So I want to know for you, what's your productivity hack to stay ahead? Like, do you write your notes in a lecture and study based off that? Do you print? Do you watch McCauley? Like, what's your hack to stay ahead?
For me, well, in the beginning of the semester, I'm always like, you know, I'm going to write notes in the lecture hall and I'm going to study it later. You never go back to those notes, ironically.
I don't take notes in the lecture room. I see, and I laugh. Don't get me wrong. Okay, yeah. I want the listeners to also let me know, like, comment or whatever, if they can relate. I laugh at people
that
whip out their laptops and start typing.
Yeah, laptops is insane.
I laugh at them, like the whole, like absorbing everything that this lecturer is saying, because 80% of the time, honey's reading off the board.
Literally.
You know, and it's discussions in class, and sure, it's like you're bouncing off ideas, but then those ideas that you're bouncing off, they aren't the ones that are coming out in the paper. Do you know what I mean? So I'm the type of person that watches the lecturer and just listens to them yapping. I don't do the notes.
Yeah, the notes.
The notes come out if they give us grace and decide to spell by, oh, this question is something that I'll probably have in your test.
True, then that's when, like,
you that's what I'm going to note down. Listen,
you know?
Do you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I don't check them.
But I also feel like another hack for me is video essays. Like, actually watching videos that explain the information. Although, sometimes there's not, like, videos available on a certain topic. But I feel like when you watch a video and something related as well, you kind of get an understanding. Because I think in general, I really like video essays, just you know, about other things. Yeah. So it's a great way for me to pick up on the information. And then afterwards, I kind of like talk about it with myself. Like, okay, so this is the tea about this. Mm-hmm. And, just be there.
Yeah.
Listen, talking about the info that you're about to write helps.
It helps. Because you're like, girl, this what happened. And then, you know, it helps.
You even make it spicy. Make it like some hot tea. Yes, like,
you spice it up. I think the best way to study is to make it entertaining for yourself, right? The whole being serious with teens, somewhere in the library, child, no thank you. No thank you at all. But yeah, so to the listeners, just to recap and just to sort of sum up and run it off rather, don't push yourself to insanity.
True.
Don't push yourself to insanity, especially as we go into the exams. But find a way to go about it so that you actually do stay sane.
Because I feel like once you reach that point of insanity, it's going to do more damage than good.
Yeah.
And also, as we always say, you know, mental health matters.
Mental health matters. And go away at the end of the day, after this degree. You know,
hey,
there's life,
you know,
there's life. So I feel like you don't want to push yourself, because I've pushed myself to this point where you start hating or regretting the degree that you chose, or like the qualification that you've chosen to pursue.
True.
You don't want to push yourself to second guessing it, because then you lose the spirit and the motivation to actually study. So rather than push yourself to insanity, reach out for help.
Definitely.
Ask other people if community study sessions are what you want to do. Go for it. Don't be afraid to ask the lecturer, because at the end of the day,
how? We pay so much registration.
Hey,
so,
Liana. Do you understand? So, yeah, man, that's what I have to say. Closing out, anything from you, Clicks?
From me, I just want to emphasize the idea, in as much as, you know, sometimes when time is tough, you got to push. But I also feel like, remember to take breaks. Because I feel like having that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to kind of like ease your mind and ease your body helps.
Yeah.
Because when you're tired sometimes, but you push and push and push, sometimes you get to a point where the information is no longer absorbing. Even like outside of studying, balance is very key.
Oh, very much.
So in as much as, don't make academics your whole life. In as much as it takes about 80%, go outside, talk to people.
For sure.
Just have that life and personal life and academic balance.
For sure.
Because once the two start disbalancing,
It's not cute. It's not cute at all. But yeah, man, same time.
Same place, of course.
It's been your girl, Z.
And of course, it's been Tsuo Ketelo and Ndlovu. And listen, the Weekday Shake, we are always here with you. So don't go anywhere.
Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay.